this tension that's been released. You see, I mean, look elsewhere. This one's kind of for Brian and Eric and Bill. You see the bow, the archer's bow. It's kind of the same thing as the cake. He takes, say, some wood and some strings and a bow, or just take some wood and some strings. You can make an archer's bow, an arrow, or you can make a violin. Yeah, I mean, if you're good, you've got to be pretty clever to do this. But there is actually a top violin maker in Reading, believe it or not. It's one of the top 100 violin makers in the world. Would you believe that? Did you know that? You should get Pat to take you in there, Pat Tennant to take you in. Oh, my word. He hand makes violins. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. I actually think it's kind of got a prophetic significance. What's my point, though? The violin and the bow, once created, they both require tension. It's an interesting couple of illustrations because, to be honest, what I think happens here, Sunday by Sunday, is that Bill, Chris, and others, they calibrate and tighten the strings on either the bow or the violin. They make sure that week by week, I'm able to fire my arrow or play the song of my heart. But in the natural, that bow, if that bow isn't strung correctly, you can't fire that arrow. If that violin is not strung at the right tension, it will sound like me singing. And it's not a pretty sight. Chris has to stand next to me every Sunday. You have to pray for him in that. We need tension. We need tension. And what happens week by week in this house is that as it were, our strings are tightened so that we're able to fire that bow or play that violin so that which is the, as it were, the ammunition of our heart is fired with the full force and potential, or the song of our heart is played and is sung with the melody and the harmony of heaven. One of the mistakes we tend to make in life is that we think that peace is somehow the absence of tension. But I think that Brian would probably agree with this, that peace is probably the most beautifully constructed and balanced archer's bow, with a perfectly balanced arrow, held by a skilled hunter who has the strength to pull that bow back and aim it absolutely perfectly. And that's a greater picture of peace than the absence of tension. That peace is the ability, as it were, to harness all of the resources at one moment and to use them to their maximum potential.